Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I don't know about you, but if you're on Facebook and some other social medias, you probably have noticed that things are getting a little ugly and divisive, meaning that people are picking sides, picking fights, just things are not happy. And I have been spending time trying to figure out how to post things that are positive. Positive stories from my life. Positive quotes of the day. Funny things. You know, trying to do something positive to counteract all this negativity floating around the internet. So I thought I'd do a podcast about kind of a point counterpoint. And I call this the seven deadly sins or viral virtues of marketing. Now, don't hit the stop button. This is not about religion. It's about posting on social media. And the seven deadly sins are things that I see people doing on social media. And the viral virtues are things that we can do to counteract that. So let me lay out first the seven deadly sins. They are pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. That's what's laid out in the Bible. Now, I was born and raised so New York Catholic that my mother was a travel agent for guilt trips. It's a joke, people, okay? So I don't want you to hit stop and go to a different podcast. This has nothing to do with religion. It's about our social media posting. So let me talk about the viral virtues. These are the counterpoints to those seven deadly sins, in my humble opinion. And the first one is humility, then abundance, purity, kindness, order, peace, and action. So let me start off with the seven deadly sins. The first one is pride. If you're going on social media and only talking about yourself all the time, people will not pay attention. Number two is greed. Are you focusing on profits over people? The third one is lust. Now, this usually talks about sex, but when it comes to social media, talking about sex or gender or religion or politics will often create division. And a lot of times it'll piss off 50% of your audience. The next one is envy, where you're beating down the competition. You're talking about how people are doing things wrong. The next one is gluttony. It's constantly posting over and over and commenting on everything. Now, I've been known to do that a few times, but I am working on it. The next one is wrath. Posting angry replies to comments or posts. And I see this all the time when it comes to politics or religion or any kind of controversial posts. I mean, think about lately. Have you seen the fact that there is a controversy over a mermaid? Seriously. It's amazing how amped up people get about some of the simplest crazy things. And the last one is sloth. Sloth is not interacting with your audience. It's being too lazy to actually engage with people. You just want to post and run. Now, let me give the antithesis of those. Let me start with pride. I consider the antithesis humility. And that is doing something instead of for yourself, but for the betterment of all. The next one is greed. That one would be abundance. In other words, you're not worried about what you can get, but what you can give. And more importantly, are you giving your best? Are you showing people everything without worrying about being taken advantage of? The next one is lust. And I look at that as purity. Do you have a heart to serve people? Is your heart in it to help? The next one is envy. And the opposite of that is kindness. Are you helping to build up not only your community, but when you go into other groups or comment on stuff, are you building up people within that community? The next one is gluttony. And the opposite of that is order. Now, what I mean by this is not just posting and posting and posting and posting, but doing it in small, digestible bites. Something that people want to consume. You may know a lot, but are you putting it in a way that lets people take a pause and breathe and think about what you're saying? Don't overcomplicate it. The next one is wrath. And the opposite of that is peace. Are you creating content that creates conversations, that encourages people to comment, and that encourages a group of people to engage with each other? And then the final one is sloth. And the antithesis of that is action. Are you creating content that promotes next steps? Are you encouraging people, energizing them, and getting them to act on it? One of the biggest things that I try to do is find a way to create a sense of accountability by asking questions, by checking in with people. Make sure that what you're posting is being acted upon. So I know that 14 topics is a lot to talk about. But let me go through those one more time. Pride. Instead of pride, be humble. Greed. Instead of greed, give abundance. Lust. Instead of lust, be pure. Think about how you can help people. Envy. Instead of envy, show kindness. Gluttony. Instead of gluttony, do things in small bites, create order. Wrath. Instead of wrath, invoke peace. And finally, sloth. Instead of laziness, promote action. I want to leave you with a quote and a couple of final thoughts. This quote is from a blog post from somebody named Catherine Hurst. And I actually converted it and put it into a meme on Facebook. And here it is. Connection, not competition. Truth, not things. Fulfillment, not a career. Abundance, not wealth. That is where true happiness and the very greatest riches in life can be uncovered. Finally, if you've never read the book, The 100-0 Principle by Al Ritter, it says give 100% of yourself 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. I'm here to tell you, it just works. If you like this podcast, then do me a favor. Number one, share it with your friends. Number two, go on iTunes and give it a positive review. And finally, tell me your thoughts. If there's something I can cover that would help you, I would love to hear from you. Go to baconpodcast.com/questions.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.